This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have so many things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really, really appreciate all of your listenership. We are growing. In a very, very positive way. So I'm very, very happy about that. And like I said, thank you very much for your listenership. It means a lot to all of us here at Agenda 21 Radio and our ancillary contacts and all of you out there across the fruited plain. Okay, the big stories that we're going to be covering is New York is talking about a state split. Illinois is talking about a state split. California is talking about a state split. Nevada is talking about a state split. And now there's, of course, Hawaii talking about a state split and Oregon talking about a state split. And, you know, no one else is talking about it. Well, just it's starting to creep out in the ether. Talking about a state split. Yes, that's what's going on. And a lot of it comes down to the economy. So we're going to be actually tapping into Chris Street today. And he's got some incredible breaking news. We're going to be talking about that. Bezos, anyone? We will be breaking that news here momentarily. Bezos. Yeah. Okay, so how is Amazon stock doing today? And how is it going to be doing this afternoon is a big question. And we will be explaining it to you in a little bit, just a few minutes. Of course, got to get through the opening monologue, right? Right. Got to get through that. Anyway, Bezos, one of the richest. I think he is the richest man in the world. Isn't he behind Gates? I don't know, around the Gates territory? I really don't know. You know, what's a, you know, listen, a million, a billion? You know, it's one of those kind of deals. Anyway. Ah, yeah. So he's got some problems. He's got some issues. And, of course, Silicon Valley in California has some issues. And, by the way, California did not make their money, did not break it. No, that's going to be another part of what we're talking about here. I think we're going to save that one until the second hour because you got California Gavin Newsom, going on the record yesterday, sort of doubling down on his issues with the military at the border business. We're going to clarify that. He had quite the little press conference yesterday, non-confrontational, of course, because you, in order to be a press person around Gavin Newsom, you are finely groomed. There is no, you see, around Gavin Newsom, there is no freedom of speech or freedom of the press or freedom of religion or none of that. Hey, none of that. Freedom of assembly and the right to grieve. Oh, my goodness. Exercising your First Amendment right around Governor Gavin Newsom is absolutely forbidden. Forbidden. Heil. Forbidden. No, I'm sorry. Heil Newsom. That's really what we have here. Yeah, there's no freedom of the press. None whatsoever around Gavin Newsom. Because he doesn't believe in that. He doesn't believe a freedom of assembly. And, you know, we saw the evidence of that because he excluded the public from his inauguration that was held outside, in a tent, if that's outside. A white tent. A big white tent. And only invited people, invited groomed ones, were there, except for one or two or three, actually. And someone did speak out in protest. Ben Berkwam. And good for him. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about Mr. Newsom and his presentation yesterday in front of the groomed ones. You see, you can never, ever speak badly about Gavin Newsom. No. You can never report bad things or the evil ones come after you. That's the way it is around Gavin Newsom. Talk about Hitlerian. He's it. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of other things going on. As you know, the president was in El Paso with another guy. Beto. Robert Francis O'Rourke. They call him Robert Francis O'Rourke, which is what he should be called, because he likes to be thinking that he's a Mexican. So he says, hey, I'm Beto. Right. I like that kind of thing, you know. For political reasons, you change your name, or you want to be referred to as an ethnic name. That's a real, it's kind of like Elizabeth Warren in a sense, isn't it? She wants to be an Indian, and she's not. She doesn't even have genetically close to it. I don't know about Beto. Maybe he is. So if he is, my apologies to him. Doesn't seem like it, though. I don't know. I'm just kind of reaching out there. Beto has a corresponding rally yesterday in El Paso. The same with, of course, the president was there. The president mocked Beto. My rallies are bigger than yours, he says. Of course. And some people were trying to say that the rally contained around 7,000 people. Well, that's a Trump rally inside, and then there was, you know, 10 to 15, 20,000 outside, which is kind of like the normal thing. And Beto had about, they said 900. The pictures that I saw, which, you know, you never know because they sometimes, now, you know, I'll give them this. The pictures that I saw looked like a mixed bag, actually. It didn't look like there was even 200 people in some of the pictures. And then they show them walking around in a crowd. And it's hard to say, maybe the 100, 200, there's 300 people maybe crowded around him as he's walking, you know. And he's got a fan base there in El Paso. That's his turf. So the president goes to home turf. Shows you how it's really done. Says, at the rally, a man attacked reporters, knocks over cameras during Trump rally in El Paso. BBC journalists violently pushed. Whatever that means. Trump approval rating jolts Washington. This is big. 52%. We reported this. Yeah, I think we got this out yesterday. 52% approval rating for the Donald. People can't understand why he's getting popular, right? Or being popular. How about he takes a stand against socialism? America will never be a socialist nation, except for in California, where you have a dictator in charge. Back in a dictator ensconced back in the Capitol Dome. He's taken over the desk of the former governor, Governor Jerry Brown, who often hid underneath his desk, deep in the bowels of the Capitol building of California. Yeah, where it's deep and dark and dank and infested. Now we have someone in the chair, in the seat, behind the desk. How long will it take till he is underneath the desk? I don't know. But, you know, this is one of the things you'll find about this governor. He's equally as thin-skinned and afraid of the media, the real media, as Brown was. There's got, like, I don't know, they have the same kind of commonalities about things. You know, I wonder if he's one of these sanitary guys, you know, can't be around bacteria and touch things and people touching him or the public being around him. He strikes me as a guy with very thin skin. Something to remember if you're a reporter, I guess. But, you know, you'll never be around him in a press conference, trust me. No, they're only groomed select reporters that are good to him. Don't ask him the real tough questions. It's all theater. It's all staged by Gavin Newsom. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So, lots of things going on. Budget deal is reached, that's what they say. Trump gets $1.375 billion to build 55 miles of new border barriers, which will take about a year or two to do. Plus, the wall is going up, by the way. Let's be very, very clear about that. The wall is going up. Now, I'm not too sure about the particulars. They are going to be sort of, I guess, explained sometime today. We'll be looking for that if it comes out during the course of the show. It says here, $1.375 billion to build 55 miles of new border barriers. Now, this is obviously nickeling and diming it to death, because there's other ways in which he can get the so-called $5 billion. Now, you got to get more and more and more wall up. I think within the next 7 years, well, the next 6.5 years, because he will win re-election, that he will be actually building most of the wall that he wants. Just my opinion. So it's a matter of time. Plus, I think what's happening, of course, is that you're going to be seeing the economy really start to kick in. And I think you're going to see this waning of socialism. And the kids need to understand. You got a lot of people who do not understand anything about the socialism business. And that's why we're here on Agenda 21 Radio, to sort of explain that to everybody and get that reinforced, get that conversation going on. You know, it's kind of interesting because of the new California situation, plus the new news that are out there. So you got, this is what's going on right now. We started, you know, from the new California movement, we have started the new Nevada. We have started the new Illinois. Well, and we've inspired the new Illinois. They've always had something going on over there. But now all of a sudden, it's kind of like, well, they know what the pathway is. And let's be very, very clear. We have a clear pathway. We have the pathway to statehood. And it's interesting. I was called by somebody yesterday who was saying that some people are saying in certain circles that we don't know what we're talking about. Really? Okay. And just ask the question. You know, we had our call-in number, by the way. We'll be taking calls in primarily in the third hour. We'll open it up here in this hour and check it out. 215-867-8255. You can ask that question of us at any time. But in the third hour, we kind of pretty much go into the new California things and all the new states. So you have this thing going around the nation now. It's kind of like, because we're getting calls, but we got, you know, that call that we don't know what we're doing. And, of course, that's not the case at all. We do have the pathway down. It's pretty simple. It's so obvious, really. And that's what happens when people look at it. They go, oh, is this what it is? Yeah, that's what it is. So it's like discovery time. Oh, I found the sunken chest of treasure. You know, one of those kind of deals. The epiphany hits. Yeah, the Constitution is a treasure chest, something Gavin Newsom hasn't quite realized. But he's a dictator. You know, he's a dictator. Just like Jerry Brown, dictator. So, you know, we got the replacement dictator. a little bit more sarcastic, but he needs to be burnished yet. He needs to be burnished. Anyway, now, I mean, you know, over time, he's a young whippersnapper. Now, listen, I know some people in certain circles right now that are just howling that I just said that. And go ahead and howl. I'll say it again. Young whippersnapper. There you go. That's in reference to a politician. He's a young whippersnapper. And well, whippersnapper that. So anyway, the pathway towards new statehood is very clearly there and very clearly ensconced. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit too. So anyway, this budget deal being reached, I think, is a good thing. And I think that we'll get on with the other things that we have to get along with, which is crushing socialism. Plus, the other is that I think there's a simmering, if you will, in the nation that is going to have to be rectified with this whole socialist business in California and these other socialist states that are, you know, of course, Illinois socialist state, are going to have to figure out how to straighten up their act. And I think that the new things are the way to do it. So this whole thing is going swimmingly. Okay, so let's talk about Bezos. We're going to get a little bit into the Jeff Bezos thing. And remember, okay, so Jeff Bezos, Mr. Macho Rich Man, has had this thing going on where, you know, I've been kind of on the on the sidelines just watching this because it's spectator sport. I mean, you got to remember that, you know, we here at Agenda 21 Radio, we pop popcorn and just drink up the soda pop right now. I mean, a lot of the stuff that is going on in the world today, sponsored by people like George Soros and so on, it is starting to really kind of wear off. And what you're starting to see is you're starting to see that certain things have been laid in place legally and fundamentally for a lot of people who have been parts of criminal cabals. And these things are starting to fall in place. And this whole socialism attack on socialism by the president is part of that. He knows full well that he's got to go out and be proactive about attacking socialism because, you know, it's now time to stem it, stop it, and stop it in this country. Because if we don't, then, of course, it's a slip, slide away. Venezuela, of course, California is slipping away. That's the point. California is the one that's slipping away, leading the nation into this onslaught, and he knows that. And we have made it abundantly clear, 55, oh, by the way, it's Tuesday, of course, so we're going to be reading grievance number 55. Can you imagine that? 55 grievances. We're going to go to 95. We'll stop at 95 because we figure we got enough, you know, material for that. And then the counties, our own counties, 52 counties out there, going to be reading grievances as well. I mean, their own. They're going to come up with their own grievances. I just love it when a plan comes together, don't you? So anyway, we have been carrying on this mantra about socialism and everything for 55 weeks, and we're going to continue to do so. But anyway, getting back to the Bezos, the popcorn issue. So I was just, you know, as a spectator sitting on the sideline checking out this whole Bezos thing, and I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this guy's really rich. He has the Post, the Washington Post. Wow. And it's just amazing what we're seeing from this guy, right? And then all of a sudden we hear about he's going to do what? He's going to do what? He's going to get a divorce. Shocking. Shocking. And then we find out he's going to sue. He's going to sue who? He's going to sue, you got it. He's going to sue the National Enquirer. So this is what we have. We have the National Enquirer coming out with some stuff. And guess what? They include that there's nude photos of Bezos. Why? Because he's cheating on his wife. I hate it when this happens. And that's why she's getting a divorce. And she's the richest woman in the world now. So this is what we have now. Page 6 of the Reader. Multiple suspects, including Lauren Sanchez, being probed as leakers of Bezos' nude pictures. You know, Bezos, Amazon. Oh, Amazon, that's the fangs. Those are the stocks that you find in where? You find those fang stocks in Silicon Valley. You know, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Okay, those are fang stocks. And the FANG stocks are basically the money honeys for the state of California, for their taxes. And by the way, how are those FANG stocks doing? They're doing terrible. And Bezos, remember, he's one of the FANG stocks. Now, here we have this. Multiple moles are being probed as potential leakers. Probed. Of Jeff's Bezos D-K picks as the feds join the investigation into the publication of the billionaire's passionate private messages to his mistress, Lauren Sanchez. Jeffrey, your D-I-C-K pictures. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com is 32 minutes past the hour. Okay. Bezos. By the way, I have, in my grubby hand. I wash my hands, by the way, every day, several times a day. I'm one of those clean freaks, Bezos. Or, I'm sorry, Gavin. I'm one of those clean freaks. I keep myself clean. I don't live in a cockroach-infested bowel. Anyway, I got the coffee going on here. We have a wonderful, wonderful thing going on here with Mr. Bezos. I mean, it's a scandal of scandals. I mean, it really, truly is, in that people just don't kind of understand it. About what is truly going on with Mr. Bezos. And his recklessness. That's really the key thing. His recklessness. Mr. Bezos' recklessness. We'll call it that. Because he's got, you know, all kinds of things going on. So Jeff Bezos' blackmail scandal could leave Inquirer boss Pecker facing federal charges. Really? So this is what's going on. Well, let's read to you a little bit more about Lauren Sanchez and so on. Bezos' mistress. Scandalous, I say. Now, this is all, listen, you know me. There's a reason why I'm reading this article. Boy, howdy. There's a reason. Multiple mole. This is from page 6. It's sort of a scandal little rag thing going on. It says multiple moles are being probed as potential leakers of the Jeff Bezos DICK pics as the feds join the investigation into the publication of the billionaire's passionate private messages to his mistress, Lauren Sanchez. Lauren's brother, LA talent manager Michael Sanchez, is seen as the main culprit behind the sensational story, but we're told it's suspected there are other sources who sent saucy Bezos texts and photos to the National Enquirer. So it's the National Enquirer's fault they get into it. See, this is, you know, so let me explain this to you. We are a news outlet, right? We are a legitimate news outlet, Agenda 21 Radio and AENN. Okay, now listen. We get information all the time from sources. And some of this is like really, well, not saucy, but you know what I mean. It's like, wow, eye-opening, eye-popping. But we check it out before we put it out, okay? Something to be said about that with Mr. Bezos. He should have probably checked it out before he put it out. But here's the deal, is that what I'm reading so far about National Enquirer, if in fact that is the train of events in the custody chain of information. So in other words, Lauren's brother, L.A. talent manager Michael Sanchez, is seen as the main culprit behind the sensational story. But we're told it's suspected there are other sources who sent saucy Bezos text and photos to the National Enquirer. So they sent it to the National Enquirer, if that's the case. There's nothing wrong with the National Enquirer receiving that and printing it. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, so the blackmail scandal could lead National Enquirer boss Pecker facing federal. No, it's not going to happen. That's just say, especially if it happened like that. Bezos' lover, Lauren, is believed to have shown or forwarded the pictures to close friends to brag. You know, Bezos, you're just another notch in the wood, buddy. That's all you are. I hate to put it that way, too. A source tells Michael was never even sent the DICK pics. I can't imagine anyone wanting to send her brother a DICK pic. Who quoted that? Two page six sources said Michael is the lead leaker. Although another source said that the revealing photos, there are multiple possible suspects. Clearly, Lauren showed these photos to her girlfriends for entertainment. Bezos, see, you're another notch. The scandal over the Bezos affair intensified last week when the accused National Enquirer publisher AMI and its chairman David Pecker blackmail for the DICK pics. I'm not making this up. Who can make this stuff up? David Pecker is the chairman of the National Enquirer. And he apparently received the DICK pics. So he published the DICK pics. David Pecker did. The article goes on and says, saying Pecker threatened to publish more revealing photos if Bezos didn't stop his probe and his allegations that the leak was politically motivated. Gavin DeBecker, Bezos' security chief. No, you can't. No, that's got Gavin DeBecker. No. Someone's playing a joke on me. This is right from the Page Six article. Who is Gavin DeBecker? We have Pecker and DeBecker. So Gavin DeBecker is Bezos' security chief. Has said the first phase of the leak investigation is over. Thank God there's no more leaking going on. The findings are with Bezos' attorneys for referral to law enforcement. Really? What are they going to do? Well, that's right. You gotta remember, FBI can be bought and sold, right? They can be bought and sold. They can be bought and sold from. So Gavin DeBecker says Bezos' first phase leaker investigation is over. No leaking here. No leaking for you. The findings are with his attorneys and referral. So referral to law enforcement for what? Page Six is told the team is cooperating with federal prosecutors for the Southern District of New York. Ah, here we go. Call out the big boys. The same office that granted Pecker immunity in return for remission and payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal to quash stories about alleged extramarital affairs with now President El Presidente Donald Trump. The immunity agreement requires that AMI commit no crimes whatsoever. Well, it doesn't seem like they did. amidst much debate, it is not yet clear if the new Bezos blackmail attempt constitutes a crime. Well, there you go. Lauren and Michael Sanchez, plus D. Becker, declined to comment. A rep for Bezos didn't get back to us. Really? Well, let's make sure it was D. Becker, Gavin D. Becker. See, there's Gavin D. Becker and Gavin Newsom. There's a theme going on here. Some sort of theme. Okay, now let's really lay it on you, folks. Why do I take such time for such trivia, right? Why do I do such crazy, crazy things? Well, it's this article about Jeff Bezos that our own Chris Street put out. Now, this is the title. Jeff Bezos' recklessness risks Amazon's loss of $100 billion. $100 billion, a tenth of a trillion, for the Department of Defense cloud business. CEO Jeff Bezos' blackmail vulnerability from reckless sexting with a Hollywood agent's wife risk Amazon's loss of a $100 billion Department of Defense cloud service contract. Is the stock market open yet? Think about that. A $100 billion Department of Defense cloud business because of Bezos, D-I-C-K. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Thank you. Yeah, like a Jagger. I mean, you know, we're talking about Jeff Bezos like a Jagger. Bezos, 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 and his D-I-C-K. That's what we're talking about. So Lauren Sanchez, who is Lauren Sanchez? I didn't explain that one to you. I'm going to find out who is Lauren Sanchez. You know, I wish these people would just help me out. Help a brother out here about Lauren Sanchez and who this is. Yeah, let's, I'm sorry. I'm having way too much fun at certain people's expenses, right? I get that. I get that. So, anyway, we're just having a, well, I was going to say, box of chocolates, bowl of cherries, whatever. So Bezos, Bezos, Bezos. And the thing here now, Lauren Sanchez, he was having this affair with her. Now, who is she, I guess, is the question. Everybody says, well, Lauren Sanchez. I don't know if everybody says it, but now that we're talking about it, right? Brother, let's see, Lauren Sanchez Witzel. Who is she? Federal prosecutors probe inquire for a plea deal violation. Oh, that's what it is. Did you break the law? God. National Enquirer owner thoroughly investigated allegations made by Jeff Bezos. This is I'm looking at the Lauren Sanchez file here. There's nothing. This is in page six business. It says Jeff Bezos investigator believes text messages were obtained by government entity. Oh, really? Okay. Now, let's see, they're trying to implicate Trump in this. Because remember, who owns the Washington Post? Aha. And this Pecker guy, he's a friend of Donald Trump. Man, words have meaning, you know. Remember that. Justice Antonin Scalia. Jeff Bezos and girlfriend Lauren Sanchez have been apart for 28 days. Oh, I'm so sorry for that. Then the other article goes on here. Jeff Bezos pulled his $20 million Super Bowl commercial. No. Then another story from the same group here. This is dated February 4th. Jeff Bezos yanked his $20 million Super Bowl ad over Lauren Sanchez's affair. Then another article. Jeff Bezos attends Super Bowl dinner without Lauren Sanchez. That would probably cause the wife of Mr. Bezos to wonder, why are they running such stories, right? That was on the 3rd. So this whole yanking of the... So she was apparently the producer of this, as I understand it. Says that Jeff Bezos pulled a $20 million Super Bowl commercial for his space exploration company, Blue Origin, due to his relationship with Lauren Sanchez. Sources say the Amazon mogul felt embarrassed because she made it. Okay, so we got that one behind us, right? Nothing like getting a little bit behind on the scene. Okay, but this is the article from Chris Street that came out. I'm reading it right from his text or information he sent me on this. And we're free to release it now. It was embargoed for a day or so. We've been sitting on the story. Says CEO Jeff Bezos blackmail vulnerability from reckless sexting with a Hollywood agent's wife risks Amazon's loss of a $100 billion with a B Department of Defense cloud service contract. Hours after Bezos and his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie, tweeted their plan to divorce January 6th, the National Enquirer published that Bezos was having an extramarital affair and sent X-rated D-I-C-K, well, actually, this is the way they do it, D-star-C-K pics, selfies to Lauren Sanchez, a former TV anchor and pilot for his Blue Origin space firm that is funded by $1 billion in annual Amazon stock sales. Oops. I'm sure the shareholders don't like this. As the richest man in Amazon, the most vulnerable company on the planet, Bezos tried to distract from his recklessness by claiming the National Enquirer attempted to blackmail him and the Washington Post he owns by threatening release of 9 images, including a Bill Clinton-esque shot of Ms. Sanchez smoking a cigar in what appears to be a simulated oral sex scene. And a Carlos Dangeresque shirtless Mr. Bezos wearing tight shorts and a semi-erect manhood is penetrating the zipper of his garment. Well, that's a quote. That's a quote that apparently Chris used from another source. He didn't write it. Quote, his semi-erect manhood is penetrating the zipper and said garment. Okay, the timing of the scandalous affair could not be worse for Amazon that just finished 2018 with an annual sales of $232 billion, up an impressive 31%, and up a jaw-dropping operating expenses of only $12 billion, which was up 302%. The spectacular profit improvement was due to Amazon's web services cloud computing sector that on a 47% increase had these. In sales to $25.6 billion, generated $7.3 billion in operating income. Key to that stock, spectacular profit growth, has been extension of its commercial services to outsourcing government cloud computing, with top CIA technology officer Sean Roach calling the digital innovation since Amazon won a $600 million annual cloud contract in 2013 as nothing short of transforming. Amazon was expected to win the $10 billion a year joint enterprise defense infrastructure contract to build a cloud computing platform to manage all defense weapons, systems, and classified data storage. Now, here's the problem. No contract for you. Excitement regarding the imminent Jedi win enticed a state and local government subsidy competition to attract a second Amazon headquarters. To where? New York. And guess what? Apparently they have canceled that now. Because of his D-I-C-K. Or how was it put? Semi-erect manhood is penetrating the zipper of his said garment? Special emphasis on semi-erect, of course.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're back. I was just reading about the DICK business going on. $100 billion contract at risk because of... You see, this is the world of espionage. You know, because he's got this big cloud contract and all the things that are going on with it, wait a minute here. This guy is an important person. And he is... calling it out, right? Well, I mean, somebody's got to call it out. I just can't imagine the recklessness with which this sort of thing happens. I mean, what's a guy thinking that is so rich and has so much going on that he does such stupid things as, you know, doing Clinton cigar things with his mistress? And then, of course, what does she do? He sends him to her, and because he's who he is, Bezos, the most richest man in the world, she sends these things to her friends, of course. And what he doesn't realize is he is nothing more than just a notch in the wood for her. So Lauren Sanchez, ta-da! Scores the big DICK award of the year. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Bezos. I wonder what's going to happen to the FANG stocks today. And Bezos. And, of course, the result going to be California. The decline in tax revenue, which, by the way, is another article we're going to talk to Chris Street about. Yeah, we got a twofer going on. I'm telling you, we got a twofer. Bezos, and the FANG stocks. New California, anyone? How about New New York? How about New Illinois? How about New Nevada? How about New Oregon? How about, well, New Hawaii? Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.